Redditch Standard Podcast with Ross Crawford.
Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard, and welcome to this week's Redditch Standard Podcast. I am delighted to be in the studio today with Emma Marshall. And if you haven't heard of Emma Marshall, then you really should have, because she has been and is the driving force behind the Woodrow and Greenlands Community Orchard. Welcome to the studio, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
I was just blown away by what you've done here in Woodrow and in Greenlands with this community orchard. Just want to tell me how it all came about.
Well, I wanted an orchard. So I kept saying to my husband, I want an orchard, buy me an orchard, let's go and move out into the countryside. I've always wanted one. I grew up with my grandparents having an orchard in the back garden, my dad having an orchard in the back garden. It was something we did. But my dad used to go scrumping as a child. It was all these ideas that I felt like my children were missing out. So then I saw that Headless Cross had got one, and then I realised that there was another one at the Abbey Stadium. So I just phoned up the council and said, could I please have one? And they actually said yes. It was amazing. So at that point, it was really easy. We just needed to start getting momentum, find out where we're going to do it. And it just snowballed from there and got bigger and bigger, and very fast we got the trees in. And now we're looking at getting the wildflowers in 2 weeks' time.
So let's just get over. You just rang up the council on the spur of the moment.
I did a little bit of research to find out what kind of trees.
I know you contacted the Redditch Standard, didn't you?
I did. I like to try and see how I can get to everybody. Part of projects like this is the community, so the community needs to know about it. I can't just do it on my own and then go in and plant 20 trees. I want everybody to be a part of it, not just people who live in Woodrow and Greenlands. I want Redditch to be a part of it. So when we do events, don't go, oh, well, I don't live in the area. Come along anyway. It's for everybody. Once the tree starts producing fruit, again, you don't have to be a member of the area. Just come along and grab some fruit.
Yeah, and the initiative, in it caught the imagination of certainly Councillor Patty Hill, didn't it?
Yes.
And I think, well, obviously the Borough Council as well, but also some of your neighbours, and I gather the Mayfly were involved. That's the pub on the Studley Road.
That's right.
And they all started chipping in.
They did, yes. So we did a GoFundMe on Facebook, and that got £240 from that. But then there was a few people who missed it who then donated money directly to the bank, and then Patty gave us £850.
Wow.
So we've still got quite a bit of money. We want to raise more because we've been given permission now to put in a picnic area, but of course that's quite expensive to be able to fund all the picnic area and to get a bin. So we will be looking to raise more money. At the moment I'm concentrating on getting the wildflowers in and getting everybody just to love the site as much as I do, to be as enthusiastic as I am, and then hopefully we can ask people to help us a bit more.
Yeah, and I gather there's an education side to this as well.
That's right. I didn't know until 2 years ago that in Greenlands we have honeybees. Everyone sees bumblebees around. They're just constantly there. You never worry about them. But honeybees are now need to be protected. And we have them. They travel 3 miles, so they're within the area of the orchard. And the way I found out was, unfortunately, I got 37 years of my life without being stung by a bee, and then I got stung and found out I'm allergic. So
<Thank you. laughs>
after a trip to A&E and an EpiPen, I was like, right, we have to do something. We can't just allow these bees to struggle. So it's a conservation site. At home in my garden, of course, I've put the seeds in my garden to encourage them, which I'm hoping that more and more people will, you know. I can tell you something. If I'm allowed to say the name of where I got my seeds, they are so cheap and they're so fantastic. There's B&M.
Whereabouts? Yeah, B&M.
So B&M, yeah. I've got big boxes of seeds for £1.99.
In the shopping centre?
In the shop. Well, I went to the one by Sainsbury's.
Right.
And I bought five boxes of them so that we've got enough for the actual place. But there's just 40 square metres apparently one box does. So I've poured loads over my actual garden, and then there's going to be loads in there. But people who've got their own gardens, go and sprinkle them, come down to the wildflower frenzy if you haven't and you want to help. But we need to save the bees, and I want children to be able to learn about the bees. So on the 6th, we have got our local beekeeper coming down, and he's going to then be able to talk to all the children about bees and how important they are.
Wow, that's amazing. And I gather, because the trees only went in quite recently, didn't they?
Yes, February.
February. And I gather that you even gave the leader of the council a shovel and got him to plant a tree as well.
If you turned up, you were digging.
and so how many people... I've seen the photographs. It must have been loads of people turned up to put these trees in the ground.
Yes, well, I was hoping for 20, so it was a person per tree, and it was about 50 people, and the trees went in within 2 hours. It was done and dusted, and I thought we'd be there all day. Everyone just got straight dug into it, and literally digging into it, and before I knew it, everything was done. It was fantastic.
And just out of interest, you know, what does an average tree cost, you know, a sapling?
The ones we got were £16 as an average. Some were slightly more because we haven't got exactly the same variety. They're all different. But the ones we got are from Pershore. They're organic and they've been grafted. So you can get cheaper ones just from Tesco's, but these ones were supposed to be better at giving lots of fruits rather than one you might just get for your own garden.
Yeah, and I gather you've also got a Doddin in there as well, the old Redditch apple tree.
That's it, the now famous Doddin that everyone now knows about, which we had no idea even existed until before we had our own orchards. It's making a comeback. It's brilliant to see.
Yeah, the Doddin is a apple tree native to Redditch, for all those who don't know about it.
And that's right, they thought there was only 20 left, and now there's a lot more than that. Yeah. And I think Doddin got sent to one of the royal family to go and hopefully put in their garden too. So I think in Kensington Palace, hopefully, they actually did put these two Doddins in.
Yeah, the Redditch tree. Now, I gather that what you've done, it's sort of got everyone else thinking about putting a community orchard where they live. Is that right?
But what I've heard so far is that there's one being put in Churchill, there's one being put in Crabs Cross, and there's one being hopefully put in Wynyates. I don't know how far along these are. This is what I've been told. Mm-hmm. And this is just music to my ears. I'm hoping that more and more people go, well, look at that bit of green land there. Why don't we use it? It's communal land. We're a community. Let's get some trees planted, and then obviously we can just go and pick fresh fruit. There's nothing like getting an apple from a tree which has not been coated in any wax.
Yes,
yeah. And having that crisp taste, you can't get that from the shops.
Yeah, it's power to the people, isn't it?
That's it. Yes, yeah. we can make a difference if we all work together.
That's right, and I gather there's been litter picks organised, and it's people using their own initiative to step in.
Well, it's Keep Britain Tidy week at the moment, and from what I can see in Redditch, and our group have organised one, we had one on Sunday, 18 people turned up. We spent 2 hours, and the amount of litter we pulled out of a small area was fantastic. There's so much more to do, but there's been all over the borough, there have been so many litter picks, and it's lovely to see the schools getting involved too and getting their children to go out and pick up rubbish.
Yeah. And we've been talking about this orchard for Woodrow and Greenlands, but where exactly is it?
So it's on Woodrow North, and the easiest way to describe it is it's directly opposite Bengrove Close. If you walk I wouldn't want anyone to walk across the road, so if you wanted to drive to it, you're better off parking in Bengrove Close and walking under the underpass. That way, it's very easy to get it. If you're in Greenlands, you'd kind of, or Woodrow, you'd know it from the Spider Park as well. It's right by there, which is fantastic if you're taking your children to it, because you get your children to go up, look at all the nature, and then go, do you want to go and play on the swings?
Yeah, sounds fantastic. And the important thing to emphasise here is that it's everybody's orchard, isn't it?
It's for everybody, yes. Yeah, the schools are getting involved quite heavily with it because it's in walking distance, and then they can use it for STEM science too. Take the children there, and everyone can read in books how it works for pollination and photosynthesis, but to go and sit in a field with it around you, it takes learning that one step further, and it helps children to really embed it, have those all those senses working to make it a permanent memory for them. So it'll help them, hopefully, with their education.
Yeah, so it's amazing what a bit of initiative and some bit of crowdfunding as well, of course.
Of course.
And, you know, you're going to get support from the council as well to do this, aren't you?
They are supporting. Unfortunately, on the litter pick, we managed to plan it at exactly the same time our local councillors were doing their walkabouts. But they desperately want to get involved. Even Rachel McLean has given us her support.
And that's a local MP, Rachel.
That's our local MP. Yeah? Yeah, she wants to get in. She wants to come. Of course, with the way things are at the moment in our country, she's very busy.
Don't mention that word. No. Don't mention that word.
She's very busy, so she has been having trouble to get up here. But that is what she really wants to come and be a part of it, because it's such a happy story. And that's the one thing we need to take away. In this time of uncertainty in this country, we need some happiness.
Yeah, that's right. It's another Reddit success story. And by the sounds of it, it's creating all the time even more success stories and making Redditch look beautiful as well, isn't it?
It is beautiful. I spent 12 years living in Stratford. I was brought up here, went to Stratford, lived there for 12 years, came back. And the one thing that always gets me whenever I drive into Redditch is how green it is. We are so lucky to have great road systems, to have a lot of green space, so we shouldn't take it for granted. We should look after it. I mean, we go into Birmingham, see the amount of litter, and it has started to feel in Redditch like we were starting to get swamped. But if we all work together, we can stop that and go back to being proud of what a beautiful place Redditch actually is.
I'm so glad you said that, because I remember driving a friend across Redditch, and from Oakenshaw South, the island, McDonald's Island, into the town centre, she thought we had left Redditch and had arrived at another town because of all the greenery along the Old Church Highway there.
That's it. And the council last year started a new initiative, which was to allow the grass verges to grow during the summer, which some people were a bit confused by, but I understood exactly why they did it, so that the wildflowers can grow up again to encourage our wildlife. I don't know if you've noticed, but how many bugs get squished on your windscreen nowadays?
Oh, yes.
Not many.
Not many.
And you can tell how healthy an area is by their bugs. It sounds silly, but we need to bring back our bugs and our pollinators to make our area healthy again.
That's right. It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm so pleased that you've come in today to tell us all about this. And I hope you're going to stick around while we discuss some news items.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah? I will do.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks, Emma. And while we're on that, I'm sure our sound engineer, Ian, will want to put his pennyworth in as well.
Well, I will, but I'll have to sort of cuddle up to Emma here, because I haven't got a microphone today.
Oh, dear. What happened there?
Do you know what? I don't know. There you go. Well, I'm trying something different here, and so my microphone had to go. That was the end of it.
Sacrifices you make.
And I don't agree with you, by the way. My windshield gets loads and loads and thousands of bugs on it.
Where do you live?
Churchill.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Churchill's healthy then.
We haven't got our orchard yet.
So. Well, yeah, an orchard is on its way to you, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It sounds
good.
Sounds great. And just while we're on the Newtown side of things, although I suppose the Newtown is quite old these days. Last night, I had for my sins, I was at Redditch Executive Committee meeting, and up for discussion was the proposed redevelopment of Matchborough and Wynyates. As you probably know, that they're both looking not their best, and the council has come up with this scheme to redevelop them. I think Matchborough Centre in particular has got to take something like 70 additional houses or flats or whatever. And the plans being mooted include perhaps demolishing both centres and creating one single centre between the two of them, or perhaps retaining the two separate centres. And they've put this out to soft testing with developers, and they've come back with four developers who are keen to push forward on this. And they're currently mulling over what these developers are going to do, and then they're going to consult with the people. But they reckon that, you know, by June, they might have a better idea of how things are going to progress. And I was just wondering, you know, Emma, you know, what do you think about the redevelopment of
it's a really people? Hard one. Redditch need more houses with a growing area. But, I mean, we do also need to make sure that we have the infrastructure here to support it. I've already mentioned we have great road systems, that's fantastic, but the rest of the infrastructure to support more houses. But we've got enough people here, and we don't need more expensive houses. We do need affordable housing. So that is important, and we don't really want to be going out, you know, swallowing up towards Bromsgrove. I'd mentioned to you when we was talking earlier that's the only way we can really go now is to build houses out towards Bromsgrove area now that we've joined together. We have got green areas within the town which we want to keep. We don't want to lose them, but there has to be an answer. There has to be somewhere we can move forward. There has to be progress. So it'll be very interesting to see what their plan is and how that's going to affect the local people there, because there are people who rely on those centres.
You need to be a councillor. You talk a lot of sense. Yeah, you do. You need to be a councillor. And talking to which, do you get bored at these meetings on Tuesday night? Are they boring?
No, to be honest, they're not. I always find it interesting. I mean, I'm interested in the minutiae of council meetings anyway. And, you know, they're not... You know,
they always struck me as being really dull. I mean, I've never been to one, but when you see your colleague Rob George coming in the following morning after one of those council meetings, he looks really fed up.
Well, Rob looks after Worcester for us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I know Tristan, who covers Bromsgrove. I mean, he's not too happy with the way the councillors behave either. But I think Redditch councillors are fantastic. And did I really say that? and the thing is, you know, that it's normally done with in good humour. They're on opposite sides, obviously, of the political spectrum, but they're generally in good humour. And, you know, there's a few laughs, a few jokes, and they actually make decisions and they get things done. And I guess the important thing about what they're doing or what they're trying to do with Wynn Yates and Matchborough is that they're trying to create all the options. And then they say they're going to go out possibly in the new year. I know we're only in March, but they're already thinking of 2020 and just asking the public what they think. What are the preferred options of most people? Now, obviously, if I was a developer, I think building a new centre on a greenfield site, perhaps by the Warwick Highway, you know, the slip road off the Warwick Highway, that might be an ideal opportunity. But from what they were saying last night, if that's not what the people want, then, you know, they'll retain the two centres. So it's all interesting stuff.
Mm. It's interesting what you said.
I don't
about
know. I think money talks.
Money talks.
It's all very well saying that people have got the final say, but you wait. I don't know. We'll see. Sorry, Emma.
No. I'll say it's interesting what you say about the good humour.
Councillor Emma.
Councillor Emma. You find a lot recently that people who have very opposing ideals start to argue, and it's nice to have that good humour. The one thing we need more of is conversations. So if you find somebody who has a very difference of opinion to you, don't go instantly you're wrong and start shouting. Have a debate, and a debate doesn't mean an argument. It means just a conversation where you can accept that somebody else sees differently, and then maybe try and understand why. You don't have to agree with them, but if you understand why, at least you're headed in the right direction.
Well, you want to pop along to Theresa May's cabinet and have
don't
a chat with her?
Don't mention that word. Do not mention that word. Do not mention that word. Staying on the subject of housing, we've heard that, we know that the council wants to put up five two-bedroom bungalows in Sandygate Close in Webb Heath. This is part of their efforts to solve the housing problem, demand for housing in Redditch. And these two-bed bungalows, they're mainly for people downsizing, I think, so it frees up family homes for growing families. But they want to build five two-bed bungalows inland at Sandygate Close. We've heard from one of the residents there who's not happy because the land they want to put these bungalows on, it's a play area for their children. And they can see their children playing from their houses and know that they're okay. And they're thinking that if these bungalows go there, where are their children going to go? They're going to be out of sight. Who knows what they're going to be up to? And obviously, like we were saying, we need the homes. But on the other hand, you've got to look at, you know, you've got to look after your kids and see them. You know, we need those green spaces.
I'm actually quite surprised because normally when you've got a play area near houses, the residents want it gone because it tends to attract groups of kids at night. Is that not the case there?
Well, I'm just thinking of you living in your Churchill home with you'd be demanding no ball games. Those bloody kids.
Absolutely. No fun in Churchill, not around where I live.
Putting elderly people, if that's what it's aimed for, the more elderly, next to a play park isn't going to be the best solution.
Well, I don't think it's actually a play park. It's just a patch of ground where the kids play.
Oh, I see.
It's
not a play park.
Well, you weren't very clear about that, Ross.
I stand corrected. But it's interesting, you know, balancing the need for houses and the need for green open spaces.
And we do need our green open spaces. That's why I'm here, saving green open spaces by planting an orchard. Maybe that's what they need to do, put an orchard on it.
Put an orchard there instead. Or, as we were saying earlier, instead of putting hedges in, they could put, I don't know, raspberry bushes in or red currant bushes in because, you know, they could have fruit as well as, you know, making the area look attractive. Mm. What do you say? Instead of a privet hedge, Put a hedge of red currants in instead.
No. When I walk to work from Churchill to here, sometimes when I'm feeling, you know, pretty active.
All part of the weight loss program.
Sort of. Wheels fell off the weekend, but I won't go there. You see these bushes with all the blackberries. Well, what a mess on the pavements everywhere. Oh, it's a right mess. No, we don't want any more of those. We don't want red currants or black currants or anything like that, do we? Emma,
I do.
Oh, you do. You want orchards and all
yes.
sorts.
Yeah. I want children to learn where their food comes from and to be educated that as long as they know what each plant is, you can actually just go and pick off a bush. Just make sure you know what it is first. You don't want children going and going, oh, look at that red.
And think of the jam. Mm.
Well, exactly. And you can also grow slow berries. Mm. Slow gin.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, almost. Okay, there's a smile.
It's a lot easier to go to Asda, though.
And finally, local author Anne Bradford, who's prolific lady. She's built a reputation on writing ghost stories, but she's also written quite often on Royal Enfield motorcycles. And she wrote her first ghost story book in 1992. And at the time, the then manager of the Kingfisher Shopping Centre said, you can't put in that book any ghost stories relating to the Kingfisher Shopping Centre because the centre itself, where the, I think, where the Perilla or Perilla restaurant is in the Kingfisher, that used to be the site of the Congregational Church, which was demolished in 1978, I think, 78, 79, to make way for the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. And the bodies from the cemetery were exhumed and then placed somewhere else. So the Kingfisher Shopping Centre sits on the site of a church and burial ground. And the in 1992, the then manager said, no more ghost stories. We don't want any ghost stories appearing in your book about the Kingfisher, in case it drives people away. But now, under the enlightened leadership of Ken Williams, who's the new manager of the Kingfisher, he said, yeah, print those stories. And so she's republished her book. And it's been republished with the Kingfisher ghost stories in.
Why has she republished her book?
Well, because in the past, 1982, she wasn't allowed to have the kingfisher, the ghost stories about the kingfisher.
But the book's still out there, I presume.
Oh, well, no, it went out of print ages ago.
Oh, did it? Okay.
She's a bestseller.
All right.
Yeah. Rightio. Yeah, I mean, she's another talented Redditch lady, and, you know, her books sell out.
I thought she would have moved on to something new, not, you know, rehashed some old stuff.
She hasn't rehashed them.
Oh, isn't she? Okay.
She's published them for the first time.
Rightio, then.
With some of the old ones.
Okay.
I can envision ghost walks through the town. That would be quite good.
She's good, isn't she? Yeah, very good. Commercial enterprises here. Here we go.
Exactly.
Get you on the council. We need to get you on the council.
But yeah, it's not about, you know, midnight walks through the Kingfisher.
Yeah, that's good.
What a great idea.
How much fun would that be?
I think it'd be pretty good.
As long as you don't stop at every single pub on the way. That could be dangerous. It'd be the new, I don't know if anyone remembers, but when I was a young lady in Redditch, there was the mile. The Golden Mile Walk, which you do starting at
Headless Cross.
Starts at Hot Shots. And do every pub on the way in.
Yeah.
Well, as the pubs have been diminished, there's not as many you can go to.
Yeah.
But you used to be in... by the time you got into town, you needed to go home.
That's right, yeah. I never did it. I never actually tried to do it, I should say. But I think I could probably manage it now, because there's only about five pubs along there now, isn't there?
Yeah, now it's easy. It's just a long walk now.
Remember the Limelight? Yeah. There was a pub there, you know, in the actual Kingfisher Centre itself.
I don't remember
that, do you, Ross?
There was the Swinging Sporran in the Kingfisher.
Oh, that's before. Yeah, that's...
Remember that?
Yeah.
The top of the escalator.
That became the Limelight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Odyssey. Good old Odyssey.
What's that?
Odyssey was outside. It was a nightclub.
Oh, it was Top Cats when I...
was that Top Cats then?
Top Cats, yeah.
It was Tracy's when I was a kid.
Showing our age.
Showing our age. Well, I'm definitely showing my age. Emma, thanks for coming in this week. You've been absolutely fantastic as a guest.
Not a problem, Ross. I'll do it again.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great fun.
That's great. And now we're going over to Claire, who's going to tell us all about the entertainment.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we have some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. We'll start off on Friday, the 29th of March, with Some Guys Have All the Luck happening at the Palace Theatre. If you're a guy and you have tickets to this show, then you have all the luck too, because it comes with great reviews. It's all about Rod Stewart and his story from street busker through to international superstar. The show includes all the massive hits, Maggie May, Baby Jane, Do You Think I'm Sexy, through to the big ballads such as Sailing, You're In My Heart, and Tonight's the Night. Rod Stewart's own brother, Don, is quoted as saying, "I've seen some Rods in my time, but this is the best one I've ever seen." It's a pretty good review, isn't it? Get your tickets now from the Palace Theatre. Box office number is 01527 65203. Then on Saturday, the 30th of March, we have a couple of great live bands in town. Bacchus is at the Woodland Cottage in Redditch. These guys are a six-piece rock band who play music from the 70s and 80s, but they also do a bit of everything. They're a lot of fun, so try and get down to the Woodland Cottage on Saturday night to see them. And also we have the Get Back Beatles at the Oust House performing on Saturday night too in Redditch. We love the Oust House and the Get Back Beatles are brilliant, so definitely get yourself down there if you can. Then on Sunday, the 31st of March, don't forget it's Alan's Charity Quiz Night at the Bell Inn in Aswadbank at 9 p.m. Grab all your clever friends and make a team up and you could just be victorious and win the grand prize. It's good to have a variety of team members, remember. Someone who knows about history and someone else who knows about the Kardashians, etc. So it's a perfect event for the whole family and a great way to end a weekend on a Sunday night. If you missed that one, they also do a smartphone speed quiz night at the Bell Inn in Aswadbank starting at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. I haven't actually been to this one yet, but I'm planning on it. It sounds like a lot of fun being able to use your phone. So hopefully we'll see you there soon. All Also on Tuesday evening, that's Tuesday the 2nd of April, the Pyramid Choir will be at the Palace Theatre. Here you can hear all the songs from musical shows to the latest pop tunes sung by talented children from across Redditch. How nice will that be, right? Get your tickets from the box office 01527 65203. Then on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, a friend of mine is actually giving a talk at the Palace Theatre. It's Dan Snow, and he's calling it An Evening with the History Guy. You've probably seen Dan on TV talking about history and being super clever and everything. He does have some amazing anecdotes and from his career as a historian and broadcaster, and he's truly such a fascinating guy. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing night. I think I'm going to go along and take my dad. You can get your tickets too from the box office on 01527 65203. And then finally, my pick of the week is on Thursday, the 4th of April, and it's a lunchtime concert by Ulster Grammar School musicians at St Nicholas Church in Ulster at 12:30 p.m. It's all in aid of the Church Restoration Fund, so do go along to support if you can, and the Ulster Grammar School always put on excellent concerts. Telephone 01789 762 579 for tickets, or just get them on the door on the day. That's on Thursday, the 4th of April at 12:30 in Ulster at St Nicholas Church. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. Email us your event details or give us a call, and let us help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and viewers on our social media channels. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.
Well, thank you, Claire. Plenty going on in Redditch this week, that's for sure. I'm Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard newspaper. Thanks for listening this week. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, I'm at 01527 588 697, or you can email me at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk, or even at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com. And don't forget to check out our website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next week.